On March 20, the Supreme Court, SC, bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice J.B. Pardiwala agreed to list for hearing pleas seeking the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, probe into the Palghar mob lynching case. The petitioners informed the SC that the Maharashtra government has agreed to a CBI probe in the case, and therefore, the plea could be disposed of. The petitioners' counsel said, "We had filed this for CBI inquiry in Palghar killings. State has also filed an affidavit agreeing for CBI inquiry. According to us, it can be disposed on Friday or Monday," Live Law reported. On the night of April 16, 2020, two Hindu sadhus and their driver were travelling from Kandivali in Mumbai to attend a funeral in Gujarat's Surat amid the nationwide lockdown when their vehicle was stopped, and they were attacked and killed by a mob in Gadchanchile village of Palghar in the presence of police officers. It is pertinent to note that the Uddhav Thackeray-led Maharashtra government opposed the plea for a CBI probe in 2020. The Uddhav Thackeray government told the SC that the investigation had been completed, charge sheets had been filed against 252 persons, and guilty police officials had been punished or suspended from services. On June 30, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde took the oath and formed the government in alliance with the BJP after Uddhav Thackeray was forced to step down following a rebellion of Shiv Sena legislators under Eknath Shinde's leadership. Eknath Shinde rebelled against Uddhav Thackeray, claiming that the latter distanced themselves from Balasaheb's Hindutva after forming the Mahavikas Aghadi, MVA, government with Congress and NCP. However, the Eknath Shinde-led Maharashtra government submitted an affidavit on October 11, 2022, agreeing to a CBI probe of the incident. The affidavit said, "The state of Maharashtra is ready and willing to hand over the investigation in CR No. 76-2020 and CR No. 77-2020 to the CBI and would have no objection for the same."